this is thy hour, O soul, thy free flight into the
stop. 90.7, The Voice. We just heard the Wingdale Community Singers and Night Sleep Death, a title track off their most recent album. And right now on the phone, all the way from New York City, I've got Hannah Marcus. Hannah, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's kind of cool talking to you while you're driving through Lower Manhattan. I don't think that exact thing's ever happened on my show before.
Really? Oh, well, I can see the Empire State Building and the Chrysler Building. I guess maybe if I turn around, I can see the new World Trade Center. Nope, I can't. But anyway, I can see the Whole Foods Market. Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, well, that's a first. We got a little bit of a New York City travelogue going on here. We're definitely in New York City. Well, I'm in Sacramento. You're in New York City, but we'll share the moment for a few minutes here. So you've been with the Wingdale Community Singers. Well, how long? When did you guys start?
When did we start? Several years ago, like 8 years.
Okay. And how would you describe the Wingdale Community Singers?
Well, Rick, you know, who is the eloquent member of the band, describes it as modernist folk. I always have a great deal of difficulty pinning down a description for anything. But, I mean, yeah, that's pretty good, modernist folk. I think, you know, it was started for the love of song and song structure and sort of, in some ways, old-fashioned song structure, but maybe pushed in different directions.
Interesting.
That wasn't that great a description.
I wrote down a couple of words, you know, because I like to try to suss out a genre if I could, and I at least had one word the same as yours. I just wrote intense folk on my sheet here.
Oh, I like that. Intense folk. I like that. I'll just steal that from you now.
I did not have a chance to copyright that, so go right ahead.
Excellent. Okay, thank you.
It's interesting because, you know, the name of your group, the Wingdale Community Singers, it sounds very plain and harmless, and it doesn't even hint at the intensity of your songwriting or subject matter.
Well, the Harlem River Psychiatric Facility in Wingdale, New York, was what we were named after, and it was an insane asylum. So that's why it does seem very jolly, but in fact, there's a lot of darkness. And jollity as well. There's both.
Yes. It's a great name, especially because it sounds so bucolic to us people outside of the area, and now there's definitely a meaning behind it. So the new album, when did that come out?
A couple months ago.
And the name is Night Sleep Death and the Stars. Where'd the name come from?
It's Night Sleep Death, and the name came from a Walt Whitman poem.
Ah.
Well, actually, there were two poems. One of them, I combined a couple of poems for this song. We have a trilogy of songs with Whitman lyrics. There was a poem called A Clear Midnight, and, you know, I don't even know the name of the second poem, but he says, the fully formed emergence, silent, gazing, pondering the things thou lovest best, night, sleep, death, and the stars. It's like he's, you know, alone, away from all of the trappings of his rest of his life, alone with the night and his soul. And he's speaking to his soul.
Wow.
It's an incredibly beautiful poem. It's really, we were asked to do a little performance for this Whitman celebration in New York. And I hadn't really somehow gotten how great Walt Whitman was until then. And now I just, you know, having had somehow the, like, setting his words to music also gave me, and I know Rick, sort of the opportunity to just revisit them.
I don't know if I've heard that being done before, putting Walt Whitman's lyrics to music. Is that a first?
I cannot imagine that it is a first. I would have to believe that there have been many people who've put Walt Whitman's lyrics to music. Maybe not in this way. So, not that I know of. You know, the fact is, who the heck knows? Everything is happening somewhere. So,
absolutely, absolutely. And it seems like a really good fit for the lyrics that you folks write.
Yes, very much. I mean, very much sort of, also he was a New Yorker, and he was sort of a representative of some of the more creative, you know, American values, and sort of celebrated the newness and the freedom and creativity. And this, and also he was a songwriter in his way, like his great poem collection is Song of of myself. So
yes,
he had that.
Now, who's the personnel in the band besides yourself? Who else is in the band? You mentioned Rick, and who else?
So there is Rick Moody and there is David Grubbs, and we as a trio make up the skeleton, the heart of the band.
Are you all
whatever body part you want? The brains, the guts of the band.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Are you all lyricists?
Yes, we're all lyricists. David Grubbs, his role for the last couple of records has been as producer and playing on the records.
Ah.
Rick and I have sort of been the songwriters. David is a wonderful and prolific songwriter and composer on his own as well.
And the arrangements are generally pretty sparse. It seems like the vocals and lyrics are paramount on this album, and everything else is pretty much constructed to serve the vocals and the lyrics.
Yeah, the vocals certainly we had a couple of really fantastic vocalists on this record, Jolie Holland and Tanya Donnelly.
Yes.
Who were really great to work with, both of them. I admire tremendously.
And from the album so far, and I've listened to it a few times all the way through, my standout tracks that just kind of jumped out at me are Happy Ending, Passing Stranger, and the one we just heard, Night, Sleep, Death, and the Stars. What are your favorite songs on the album?
Well, Happy Ending, I really like Happy Ending. I'm quite delighted that you like Happy Ending.
Thank you.
I got a fair amount of flack about that song.
Why is that?
I don't know. You know, people have their own reactions to things.
Oh.
Play Happy Ending. Play Happy Ending on the radio. I'd be really happy.
Well, we got to have a happy ending, yes. So what inspires your songwriting in general and perhaps the songwriting of the other members as well?
I don't know. Maybe a particular emotion that I want to try to convey. Or I think, you know, the sort of the relationship between text and music inspires my songwriting.
Uh-huh. Okay, that makes sense. And who would you consider among your most important musical influences?
Leonard Cohen.
Ah.
You know, all those old great songwriters were a huge influence on me. Dolly Parton.
Interesting.
She's a fantastic songwriter. The Carter Family, George Gershwin, Hank Williams.
It's very interesting because although they're stylistically very different, what they seem to have in common is the songwriting. That seems very important.
Yes. Maybe I have some other musical influences, but in terms of songwriting, there's great stellar influences. Bob Dylan, I mean, he's just such a corny person to cite, but, you know, what can I say?
Absolutely. Well, I'm here with Hannah Marcus of the Wingdale Community Singers, really enjoying our chat. Just a couple more things. How can my listeners find out more about you and your music and purchase some of it?
Well, you can go to iTunes and purchase just look up the Wingdale Community Singers, or Hannah Marcus, in fact. The Wingdale Community Singers' Night, Sleep, Death is available at Kmart. The album itself.
You're kidding.
Itself is, no.
Wow. That's awesome.
Weird, eh? I mean, I don't even know what to say about that, but if you are an LP fan, you can order our LP online at Kmart.
That's fantastic because I never think of anything cool ever being available in a department store, so I need to look at Kmart a little bit harder now. That's just fantastic.
Yeah, take another look at Kmart. At the LP section of Kmart.
That's awesome. You just opened up my mind.
Yeah. I mean, iTunes, you know, that's pretty basic.
Yes.
You know, and I'm sure we're available on Amazon.
Do you have a website or a page for the group?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
But we don't have a website, actually. Yeah, look for the Wingdale Community Singers. And I mean, if for some reason at Kmart they turn you down when you request a record, which I doubt, you know, you can put a post up on the Wingdale's Facebook page and one of us will personally send you a record.
Sounds good. And I'm going to do a 180 on you. Very last question. This is my wacky question I always like to ask. What's your favorite food? What do you like to eat?
Food?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a real can of worms, which is not my favorite food.
Thank goodness.
My favorite food. Honey.
Hey, that's a good one. That's a very good one.
I really love honey. I mean, I don't even think there's a way I could tell you my favorite food because I'm such a fan of so many different kinds of food. But honey, I really do love honey.
Wow. And, you know, it's my own fault for asking. Now you're making me hungry, but it is dinner time here on the West Coast. And I asked the question, so I got the answer. So thank
you. Have a little honey.
Yeah.
Have some honey. It'll sweeten up your life.
Absolutely. Hannah Marcus of the Wingdale Community Singers, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much for spending time with us here on Twirl Radio.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a delight to chat with you as well.
Well, thanks. And as we end the segment, what song of yours would you like to hear?
Oh, you decide.
Okay. Well, why don't we do Happy Ending? We talked about that a little bit.
Okay. Yes, we did. Thank you.
Yeah, you said that would make you happy. Let's make Hannah happy here.
Oh, shucks. Thanks.
Sure.
Very sweet.
So Hannah Marcus, the Wingdale Community Singers, here's Happy Ending, and we'll chat with you another time. Take care.
All right, you too.
It was a few days before Christmas, and the snow had fell so deep, so sudden, and so hard. And we fell right along with it, fooled around on the white mounds atop the poison park. We were really in the dark about the suffering to come. We sure looked dumb with our spiced rum, making out to Morton Feldman. In my dominatrix heel, I tottered toward communion. At St. Bartholomew's, they sang the Passion of St. John. About my head as on and on they went about the Jews. It was a hell of a beginning. Christ was born on Christmas Day, and he rose on Easter morning. There were some bumps along the way. A baby is a nice beginning, but the middle's looking gaunt. What do we want? The day new one, forever pending. Used to pray for the Messiah, but now I'm just waiting for the singularity. Or if this is the Kali Yuga, am I just here to understand there really is no me? In my end is my beginning, said the poet to his bride. His work is studied far and wide. She went insane before she died. A friend of mine's employer tells me narrative is dead. Well, I say narrative, we live as long as people die. Dead. And now it's 5 years later, nearly Christmas, and the days are dark and filled with rain. A malevolent December, like the world is turned into a play by Sarah Kane. If I make it through you ladies, if I let things run their course, if I make it through your babies, give you advice on your divorce. A baby is a nice beginning, a baby's pretty cute I guess, but on this Christmas I confess, the middle's looking like a mess. My end is my beginning, Christ was born and all the rest. This is not a test, this is a request that I am sending. Let this story have a happy ending. Let this story have a happy ending. Let this story have a happy ending. It was a few days before Christmas, and the snow had fell so deep, so sudden and so hard.
Let this story
and we fell right along with it.